KPFK does not condone nor welcome any speech that expresses hostility to persons of any nation, creed, gender, race, or ethnicity on the basis of their identity or sexual preference. This is distinct from KPFK's strong support for the right to critique positions or actions of any person, organization, nation, or group of nations, and to advocate for change. KPFK asks our listeners and guests to respect this policy and the mission of Pacifica, which is to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms.
And now the CEO and proprietor of Billionaire Radio, Zena Phobe.
Hello, my dear brothers of bullion, sisters of stock options, compadres of cash. This is Zena Phobe, with my husband Homer, coming to you from our well-apportioned studios aboard our yacht, the HMS Outrageous Fortune, anchored off the Cayman Islands. Today, we're bringing you a very special tribute to one of the creme de la creme of the creme de la creme, our dear departed friend, Ken Lay. Today on Billionaire Radio, I'll have more to say on the matter. As for right now, I'm just too choked up. Alejandro, another mojito. Let us begin.
In tonight's episode, Carolyn Price, the billionaire mouthpiece, shares her views. Reverend Billy Bilkin remembers a dear friend. A special preview of Emerald Live, Cooking the Books. Plus installments of your favorite billionaire programs, Insider Trader, and That Settles That, and Billionography, Know Your Billionaires. It's time for Billionaire Radio.
Ken Lay was not convicted by a jury of his peers. If that were true, he would have a wonderfully smart, powerful, and wealthy jury. The worthy dozen, as it were, would decide his case. And of course, we would look at the evidence and think it was all nonsense. Case dismissed. Prisons are for criminals, not billionaires. Laws are written for the proletariat, not for those with a Bush nickname. The only thing dirty about Ken Lay was his martinis. Everyone knew that. But alas, he was convicted anyway. A travesty of justice, a tragedy of wealth, a march of folly. Such a shame. Then, the day after Independence Day, Ken Lay found his personal independence. Now that he is deceased, the poor dear, Ken Lay's conviction will be overturned, his record expunged, his assets protected, his widow and heirs comfortable and secure. And to top this all off, his court-dubbed co-conspirator gets stuck with the entire reparations bill, proving that good billionaires never die. They just find more brilliant ways to evade legalities.
Now it's time for And That Settles That, a fair and even-handed discussion of hot-button issues affecting billionaires. Our guests are billionaires Stu Process and Isaiah Hogg. My name is Ona Bentley, and I'll be the mediator. Today's topic, the Ken Lay legacy. Let us begin. Isaiah Hogg, please start off the discussion.
Ken Lay was first and foremost a bold business innovator.
Good point. Now to you, Stu Process.
I disagree. When historians look back at the Lay legacy, they will agree that Ken Lay was, more than anything else, a great humanitarian.
Humanitarian? Bah! The man pioneered revolutionary new ways to turn hypotheticals into huge profits. He was an innovator.
No. Everyone who came in contact with him couldn't but notice what a big heart he had. His entire life was about serving humanity.
Serving humanity by pioneering business practices that knocked down the walls of caution and opened up corporate America to brand new frontiers of possibilities.
He received a humanitarian award from Texans for Tort Reform. You have to show some real generosity to be recognized by a prestigious group like that.
He could afford to be generous because he was such an innovative businessman.
Ken Lay was not afraid to write large checks to causes he believed in. It wasn't all about making money with him. It was about sharing it with the world.
Corporate visionary.
He was a generous soul.
He was a captain of industry.
Glorious
saint. And this has been And That Settles That. Tune in tomorrow when we take on the issue of domestic servants. Useful versus indispensable.
He was a good driver, and he was the only one that ate my wife's chowder.
This is billionaire debutante here to say, fear tactics and propaganda? That's hot.
You want to give her the gift that she'll remember. You want to give her the gift that's more precious than life itself. You want to give her blood diamonds.
Oh, darling, they're gorgeous.
Each precious gem guaranteed to help finance an African civil war. So you can be sure that someone died or was maimed to get these beauties out of the ground.
I love this man.
Blood diamonds. They're worth the price of someone else's sacrifice. Brought to you by Billionaires for Greater Global Greed.
You know, they say that my son's a divider, not a uniter. Well, I don't think that the political rancor in this country has anything to do with my family, and here's the way that I approach it. You know, there's always going to be differences among people. Of course there are going to be differences. I'm a mother. Of course, I know I've had squabbling children. I've had to separate them and so forth. And here's what I have to say. There's always going to be conflict. We try to see every side of an issue. I think that my son has been very patient, and what people have to realize, if they can't come to his conclusion, sometimes they just have to be killed.
I'm an old-fashioned type of girl. My great-grandfather was vapid and rich, as was my grandfather. My father is also vapid and rich, and then there's me.
Oh, you have such traditional family values.
You can tell what kind of husband a man will be from the way he treats his employees.
How so?
Well, the less he pays them, the more he has to spend on you.
Oh. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The tax man.
I think you've come to the wrong place. I'm far too wealthy to have to bother with those.
We are there to discuss, yeah, Enron. Just before our stock did tank, we sold and took it to the bank. The workers still got screwed. It was our intention to bilk the working dude right out of his pension. We're Enron when Dick Cheney.
We're Enron with Grasping Greed III on lead vocals off the Billionaires' first album, Here Come the Billionaires.
Hello, this is Mimi Kennedy, and you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. I'm listening too.